And welcome back in Inside the Numbers. Bojo Witt along with Mike Bernard from OTM Sports. Today we're talking Super Bowl and all the angles. I want to thank Larry McIntosh, State Farm Insurance there in Pelham, Alabama, for sponsoring this segment of the show. You can reach Larry at 205-663-3119. Larry can help you with home, auto, life, all of the State Farm Insurance products. Larry McIntosh, Pelham, Alabama, 205-663-3119 for all your State Farm Insurance needs. All right, Mike, thanks for hanging around with us. We've talked about the game, talked about the matchup, some of the silly wagers that you can make. And I say they're silly. I mean, you know, I guess if you got money on them, they're not silly, but they're kind of off.
They're still silly.
Yeah, they're off the wall, no doubt. But let's look at some of the players. And the SEC obviously showcases itself as the greatest football conference in America as far as college football goes. And when you look at the Super Bowl rosters, man, it's kind of hard to argue with them.
Yeah, they have 27 players from SEC schools on these two rosters. That's the number I came up with. The Pats have 15 former SEC players. Philly has 12. That number does include players on the injured reserve and the practice squads.
Well, look at the Eagles roster, and I'm just kind of going to peruse it, and I think I've got this. See, Florida's got they've got three players from Florida, a couple from LSU, and now that's no surprise because LSU, people probably don't realize this, but LSU has more NFL players than any other school, and Florida is tied for second with Alabama and USC. And, you know, and again, that's one of the reasons that LSU fans was frustrated with Les Miles, just because
right.
He had all that talent and really wasn't winning championships. Now, with the Eagles, going back to Eagles, former Gators on that roster, Trey Burton, Jalen Watkins, and Kalem Sturgis. He's on injured reserve right now, but he's still part of the team. Donnie Jones and Jalen Mills from LSU, they're on that Eagles roster also.
Yeah, Coach, Jalen Mills played a key role for the Eagles defense. He picked off three passes. Donnie Jones, he's the starting punter. He's been around for a long time. He's been in the league since 04, I believe. He had a good year this year. Some other SEC players on Philly's roster, Darnell Ellerby from Georgia, Chance Warmack from Alabama, Jason Peters, he's an all-pro tackle. He's out, but he played at Arkansas. Maybe the former SEC players with the most impact in 2017 were wide receiver Alshon Jeffrey and defensive tackle Fletcher Cox from Mississippi State.
Yeah, Fletcher Cox, the former Bulldog, man, he's a force on the defensive line. He can stop the runs, but he also gets upfield. He had 5.5 sacks. Switch it over, let's talk about the Pats. Pats, they are well represented in the SEC. Their 10 different SEC schools are listed on the Pats roster. And you got three former Hogs, a couple from Vandy, a couple from Alabama, a couple from Georgia, and then Ole Miss, Auburn, South Carolina, LSU, Texas A&M, and Florida. They've all got one each on that Pats roster. So evidently, Bill Belichick likes the brand of football played in the Southeastern Conference.
Yeah, that certainly is evident. And seven of those 15 players are either on the injured reserve or practice squad, but eight are on the active roster and should get playing time in the game in the Super Bowl. The players to get the most action, most likely to get the most action, defensive end Trey Flowers. He's from Arkansas. He had 6.5 sacks. Dietrich Wise, also from Arkansas. He had 5 sacks. Starting center David Andrews, a young player. He's now a captain. He played for Georgia. Cornerback Stephon Gilmore out of South Carolina, he plays a key role in the secondary. He had 2 picks and 5 tackles in the AFC Championship game.
And not only the Southeastern Conference, there are a lot of guys from the state of Alabama that are playing in the Super Bowl that didn't necessarily play at Alabama, Auburn. Of course, mentioned Trey Flowers played at Arkansas. He attended high school in Huntsville. For the Eagles, you've got Chance Womack played at Alabama. Cyrus Jones, he's from Alabama. Jonathan Jones, Auburn. Defensive back Brandon King, he's from Thompson High School right there outside of Birmingham. And Auburn, And Eric Lee, he's from Daphne, but played at South Florida. So not only is Southeastern Conference well represented on both these rosters, you got a lot of guys from, like right here from the state of Alabama, that went to schools outside the state, but still shows you the level of talent that's in the state of Alabama.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, a lot of players with ties to the state of Alabama. And also you have offensive tackle Antonio Garcia from Troy. He's on the Pats roster. And the name we left out, the Super Bowl hero from a couple of years ago, Malcolm Butler, played at West Alabama. He read the slant route, picked off at the goal line, and, of course, crushed the Seahawks' hopes that year.
Malcolm Butler from Little West Alabama. He did save the Super Bowl for Tom Brady. They gave the MVP to Brady, but Brady gave Butler the truck that comes with the MVP trophy. and Malcolm Butler, yes, great play in the Super Bowl from West Alabama, but not the first player from West Alabama to have big plays in the Super Bowl. That goes back to Ken Hutcherson and the Dallas Cowboys. When we come back, we're going to take a look at players like Malcolm Butler from smaller schools that will play in Super Bowl 52. You may be surprised. We'll be right back on Inside the Numbers.